Now, the rest of the story. It happened on a warm summer night shortly after the turn of this century in a small town in Italy. Harsh words on a dance floor. An angry man and an unusually beautiful woman with long dark hair. The argument escalated. The man produced a knife and stabbed her and fled. When the man stabbed the woman and ran, an onlooker, Vincenzo Perugia, tried to catch him unsuccessfully. His next concern was for the wounded woman. Vincenzo rushed to her side. With his scarf, he bound her wound, learned that her name was Matilda, and took her to the home of a neighbor nearby, and there she was cared for and would slowly recuperate. Well, each day Vincenzo visited the lovely young woman with the long dark hair and the sweet smile, and each day he brought flowers and kind words to cheer her, and in time the two fell in love. Vincenzo proposed, Matilda accepted, but before they could be married, the young woman, weakened from her injury, fell ill and died. And on the day that was to have been their wedding, Vincenzo left Italy in despair. The grieving young man wandered about Europe for months. The months became years. Everywhere he traveled, the vision of that quiet, sweet smile pursued him. And then one day in Paris, the vision re-materialized. On a palace tour, Vincenzo's still hurting heart recognized a familiar face. It was a young woman, but they could have been twins. She also was Italian. Her name was Gioconda, and in all ways so like Matilda. And so began a new courtship. Each day Vincenzo met with her, as he had met with Matilda many years before. Each day he gazed longingly into her eyes, even as he had gazed into the strangely similar eyes of his first love. Gradually his hurt heart healed. Joyous over what he considered a second chance for happiness, Vincenzo spirited his new love, Gioconda, away from France to his home in Italy. Back in Paris, her absence noted, a search began for her and her abductor. Known criminals were rounded up, questioned, released. After months of investigation, nothing. After a year, the investigators gave up. But 2 years later, Gioconda was found in Florence, Italy, and in the apartment of Vincenzo Perugia, and he was arrested. Late December 1913, Vincenzo was brought to trial. On the witness stand, he explained that there was no kidnapping, that he and Gioconda were lovers who had run away together. Vincenzo told the jury of Matilda, his dead sweetheart from years past. He related his meeting with Gioconda, who had so perfectly resembled her, and jurors were weeping openly. And finally, it was one of the investigators, Dr. Conrado Ricci, who spoke up and said, quote, I feel convinced that Perugia did not spirit La Gioconda to Florence, but that it was she, La Gioconda, who brought him here, that she has been the ravisher. Gioconda herself was silent. In the absence of her testimony, Vincenzo Perugia was given a light sentence. I say Gioconda did not testify because, you see, the lovely young woman with the long dark hair and the quiet, sweet smile, the girl discovered by a grief-stricken young man in a Paris palace called the Louvre, La Gioconda, Matilda's look-alike double, was the Gioconda, the original oil painting by Leonardo da Vinci. He had kidnapped a woman you know as Mona Lisa. Only now you know the rest of the story.